So, Kimber, I welcome you to begin.
Okay, well, I think, you know, everyone's gotten a fair amount of, you know, a few emails from me really early in the morning. So, you know, something's cooking. You know, I just, Nancy and I were laughing earlier because we said, well, there's one thing about us. Once we commit to something, Providence moves and there's no stopping us. So, you know, I invited... personally chose everyone that I've sent an invitation to because while this actually occurred 10 months ago as a conversation, I just didn't move on it because it really, I kept checking in and I just really got it. It wasn't time. The women that would be in this collaboration weren't ready yet. And as I checked in, about the end of the year, about a few weeks ago, it said, okay, you know, it's time. It's time, and it's time for these women, and it's their breakout year. It's their opportunity to really step in and be known. And, you know, I just don't know anyone other than Ruby that has the capacity to put it together in a multitude of ways, beyond my own skill sets. Have it be inexpensive and really train. But my process through working with the laws of business attraction as an author, you know, in that bestseller she did, you know, really be trained in a world that I didn't know about, and have it be in a way that was financially, you know, an opportunity that I could take place in. So I'm just really happy, Ruby, that you're going to spend some time with all these luscious women that are up to causing a huge shift, who already have, but this is just a monumental shift here. And just really training us on what's possible in the multimedia area and all the different ways that, like you and I talk about, that it's easy. Because the one thing that's very clear, there's a multitude of things that each and every one of us women have similar as a quality about us. And one of those, obviously, is that we're very capable in the world of producing great opportunity and a great amount of volume around us. So we tend to have a lot on our plate. And now it's really the opportunity to really receive in a multitude of areas that that we're not doing all the heavy lifting, if that makes sense. So it's our time, and I just happy everybody could make a call, those of you who could, and those that can't, we'll send the tapes out too. And I declare this a really breakthrough moment. I know when I first emailed all of you afterwards, I got incredibly nauseous, and I knew something must be changing, because that doesn't actually happen to me often. And I was like, oh, my God, this is out of my control. I'm just a, what would you call that, conduit? This is far beyond me. I have no personal agenda. I'm just showing up to deliver on what Providence says should happen. So there you go. That's what I have to say. Welcome.
So thank you, Kimber, for inviting me to join your very precious circle of women. I feel it's such an honor for me to be here with you because, as Kimber said in her email that she sent out to all of you, you're all very precious to her, and she has known you for a while, and she is just excited to have this opportunity to create this platform for you all so that you can get your message out there to a lot more people. And so it's such a honor, and not only is it an honor, it's such a delight and my play, because my passion is all about helping visionary messengers like yourself to get your messages out to thousands, tens of thousands more, hundreds of thousands more, even millions more people. I know that is what my mission and what my dharma is. I'm an entrepreneur, and I have been in the high-tech arena in Fortune 500s and in Silicon Valley. And what I've always done is to turn technology to make it available for the everyday person. And what I've seen since I built my first online community way back in 1995 is the power and the potential for every individual who has a passion in your heart, a flame in your heart, to be able to get it out there on a global level now through the internet. Like I said, I saw that vision way back in 1995 and have been riding the wave of all this technology development. And I think all the dot-com stuff, it's really coming to fruition now through all the social media capabilities that's just been emerging over the last 2 years. So I'm particularly excited now, saying, wow, it's becoming more and more enabled for any individual now who has an important message, an important vision, something very valuable to teach, to be able to reach your audience. So that's why my company is what it is. We are not really, I call my company a new media publishing company. And, you know, we are totally not a traditional publisher. Like as Donna was saying when she was on the call a few minutes before 5 o'clock, a few minutes before most of you came on board, she was saying, oh, you know, she had heard a lot about these kind of book programs. And what I said is that, you know, we're really not about a publishing deal. It's not about just getting you all to become authors and, you know, be a typical compilation book, because there's lots of those programs out there. What we're really all about is a new media marketing showcase program. So it's all about how to showcase you, how to get you more visibility, how to get you more exposure. And the real powerhouse for getting exposure these days is related to new media. So that's in form of our multimedia book. But we also offer the print book, because we also recognize, you know, in print, in this day and age, a print book still has a lot of value. It is still your high-end business card. And when you become a number one best-selling author, which is what we're going to try to achieve for you, that automatically elevates your status and authority. And even having a print book that, like I said, that you can use as a high-end business card, that makes you an instant authority in your particular niche, and it really increases your star power. But I know that this day and age, the real way to increase your star power, and it's not even about, you know, you becoming a star. It's about sharing your message. Because regardless of what service or product you have, or whether you're involved with a nonprofit, like I said, it's about that heart flame that you have within you that needs to get out there and get to people. So before I get into what our program is about, what I'd really like to share with you is, you know, what's happening now in this whole new media, online marketing, internet field. And how you can ride on that wave, regardless of whether, you know, you really haven't been involved with it very much, or whether you're even very sophisticated online marketer at this point. Because as Kimber sent out to you, you know, we really would like this to be a conversational session, a training session, that could really support you in terms of where you are right now in evolution of your online part of your business, in terms of you getting a lot more exposure for whatever vision it is that you have for yourself at this point, in your passion, in your professional lives. And also, I want to try to keep it really simple in terms of, okay, what are the appropriate next steps for you? Because the whole new media, the whole online marketing area, you could literally be doing hundreds of things. And it's so overwhelming, even for me, even though, like I said, I've been in this arena for the last, since 1995. All this new media stuff that's happening, the social media, the social networking stuff, that's really just exploded over the last 2 years. So I can't even keep up with it. So what I would really like to try to do is keep it really simple. And what I also would like to go into is have a conversation with a few of you so we can talk about real examples. Kimber, would you be able to tell me who had raised your hand to want to be case studies from the women who are on this call? Kimber? If you can press *7 so I can hear you, Kimber.
Ruby?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let me look them up, but I wanted to put something in because, you know, it really is a rare event. I think a lot of people do.
Kimber, did you *7?
Can you hear me, honey?
Okay, Kimber, can you just talk right now? Okay, sounds like I have to open up the whole room.
Betty, be quiet. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, I opened up the whole room, so go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm going to ask
okay,
everybody
good.
Else to *6 yourself, please, so we can have a good quality recording. So if you're not speaking right now, if you wouldn't mind *6-ing, and then when you come back, you just *7. Go ahead, Kimber.
Okay. Yeah, so a couple of things just real quick, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of social media and all of that good stuff. But there's a significant, not just because of your credentials and who you are, Ruby, as to why you showed up in the space to be the one to actually hold the, I don't know what you want to call that, but the keeper to make everything move is, you know, also you just got back from a month-long spiritual, you know, journey process in India. So there's a heck of a lot more about you than, oh, you're, you know, you're proficient in your world, okay? So I just need to mark that because it's significant to me as I look at who the quality of people are and what they've done in order to be that quality. So I think today, let me see, who said that they, I think, I don't know if Lisa Zimmerman's on the call, but I think she had been one of the ones. Is there anybody on the call that had said that they wanted to, you know, play out and be a case study? Because I just don't have that list in front of me at the moment.
I did. Albertine did.
Very good. Okay, there she is. It's Albertine.
Hi.
Oh, make me... Hi, Twinkly. Okay, good. You go, girl.
Hi.
Okay. All right, great. So, Albertine, so we'll get right to you. Is anybody else? A second person?
Amana's
like?
Here.
I'm sorry?
What do you mean?
Amana,
okay.
Okay, Amana. Okay, great. So the two of you. All right,
second.
Wonderful. So, Amana, I had gotten, Mary has sent me the website, your website, so I have a little sense of what you do and everything already. Albertine, do you have a website that we can go take a look at in a little bit? So go ahead.
Yeah.
What is your website?
It's switchedonhealth.com.
Switched on health?
Yeah. Should I just type it in the question area of the...
Well, I don't know whether people are here via the webcast or the telephone. I get the sense most people are on telephones. All right, rather than on the webcast. But
it's
I think everybody's heard
address.
That. Switched on health, so we'll take a look at that later. But before we get to you, Albertine, what I really want to do is I would like to set the stage because our whole conversation is about how do you build up your visibility and exposure. And so that's very much related to how one builds up your online platform. Or if you've got an online platform already, how can you catapult your exposure even more? So one of the links that we have sent out that I believe Kimber had sent out to everybody, and if you haven't taken a look at it yet, I invite you to go there now if you're next to a computer, okay, because it will be very helpful to be able to see this one-page blueprint in front of you. And that URL is aliveebooks.com/blueprint. So it's spelled, of course, www.aliveebooks, aliveebooks.com/blueprint. Albertine, had you seen that before?
No, I hadn't.
Are you able to access it later when we talk with you?
Yes, I'm accessing it at the moment. I'm just in the email.
Okay, great. And Mana, also, if you can access it too later when we speak with you, okay?
Okay.
So what I just want to do is I want to set the stage for everyone and take 5 minutes. And again, if you can mute yourself out, or maybe I just need to. Okay. So this one-page blueprint really is a roadmap for you to strategically think about how to build out your online platform and how to gain a following. And it's also a really helpful roadmap to show you where are the different areas that you can make money online. All right. So, Mana, even though you're a nonprofit, there's still a lot of things you can do. And, of course, you're always looking for contributions, right? So what I'm going to just really invite you to all consider now is a few key areas, all right, because I can literally spend a whole week talking about the different components of the blueprint. But if you look in the blue side on the left, the top of the funnel, all right, the few key areas that you want to focus on in terms of gaining exposure and visibility, which will lead to developing relationships and having a following. So the two key things that you really want to think about, and this is what's so great particularly for women, is that this is all about relationship marketing nowadays. Social media, building out a social network, building an online following who wants to follow you, is not about you pushing and you selling. That's like the old model. This new model that we're moving towards, relationship marketing, this is perfect for us women because that's what we do. We want to build relationships. And it's also recommendation marketing. So what does women do? We talk to each other all the time and refer stuff, right, whether it's nail polish or cooking recipes or the best place to get some really great clothes or the best movies or the best babysitter, whatever. That's what we women do. And that's what social media, social networking particularly is about. Okay, so the three or four things I just really want you to really focus on and concentrate on, because those are the first steps. And even if you're fairly sophisticated already, those are still the steps is where do you want to, like I said, take it, you know, catapult it to the next quantum level for yourself. So at the top of this blue marketing funnel, what you really want to think about is how do you get people to want to follow you? Meaning, how do you get people who are willing to give you their email names so that they go on your email list? All right? So the things that are really going to be valuable gold for you to get a fan base, people, again, who want to learn about your work, whether it's nonprofit, whether you have a product or service, but keep maintaining a relationship with you. First is an email list. The size and quality of your email list is very important. The second part you want to think about is who your social media followers are, through your Facebook, through your Twitters, okay? So your Twitter page. So those are the key areas. So going back to just the email portion is how you develop a relationship is that you offer people something for free they would want. That's of a value. Whether it's articles, PDFs, blogs, podcasts, teleseminars. Again, most of you have an important message. So what are all the different ways that you tell your message, whether it's through its audio, through a podcast, whether it's through videos, through YouTube, or whether it's through, if you like to write, through blogs. So that people become familiar with your message and they want to follow it. Then the rest of the blue funnel, which I just want to summarize really quickly, once you establish a relationship, this is where you can start strategically thinking. If you have product and services, you know, Albertine, what I have here that that Kimber has sent to me is you're involved with Holistic Health, all right? So what is the content of Holistic Health? What is your unique twist that you have to share about Holistic Health? Then you can then package it into various products. And here's the different price points you can think about, okay? And then the other thing is that if you're in the type of business where you want to basically build an online business where you are getting regular revenues from it, you know, especially those of you who are doing things in the physical world now, how can you take it into the online world and gain revenue on a 24/7 basis by marketing and selling products that people can buy from you on a global level and getting wonderful information from you, again, receiving your message? So the most effective, lucrative areas, ultimately, is that if you can go into a membership program, okay? So, again, when I work with you, Albertine, when I work with you, Imana, we can kind of go into details right now. I just want to trigger the strategic thoughts in all of you. So that's how you start thinking about developing your online platform. Now, in an area which I don't go into very much detail here is the social media and social networking. And why social media and social networking now is so important, because that is the ultimate when someone is truly following you on Twitter, is truly following you on a fan page, okay? Because then you are able to maintain a relationship with them and continue to let them know the new developments of what you have to offer. And the really great thing about social media is that it's totally interactive. So you're getting feedback from people who are interested in your topic area all the time. So that is terrific, because that becomes your input all the time, that for your market, for the people that you are passionate to serve, what it is that they're looking for from you, okay? So the idea is that if you end up having thousands of people on your email list, tens of thousands, and potentially even hundreds of thousands of people, then if you just look at it, if a certain percentage is spending $20 with you, how much does that generate for you in terms of revenue per year? If a certain percentage is spending $500 with you. So that's the same idea. The other thing so the same thing with social media. So if you have a few thousand followers on Twitter, you know, if just even 1% actually spend money with you or do something with you or contribute to your nonprofit cause, what could that translate for you? The same thing with the fan pages. The other thing about social media is that these people who become your fans, they're following you. The way social media works is that it's like recommendation all the time. So one person can literally turn you on to 10 other people, 20 other people that they will lead because they love your content. So this is why online marketing and social media marketing is the most cost-effective way nowadays to be able to get your visibility out there, increase your exposure. This is why it's also possible for someone on a relatively small budget to be able to really increase your position in your particular niche market. Because what I'm finding is that a lot of the existing people in their field right now, they're not keeping up with what's happening in online marketing and social media. And someone who is smart and who is strategically using all these new media and multimedia and using these tools effectively, you will literally bypass them. Especially with the younger generation coming up, this is the world they live in. You know, advertising, brochures, all that other way of traditional messaging, it's really becoming outdated. So this is the reason why even though I've been involved in this whole area since 1995, I am so excited now. I'm so excited for the next few years, because each of you, if you do this kind of stuff strategically and you do it smartly, you can totally quantum leap your amount of exposure and reach so many more people, okay? So that's a quick summary. So I'm going to open the room up again, see if anybody has any general questions before I go into, the case studies. Was it pretty clear?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, great. So no questions so far?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and also, Kimber, I see that you come in as a host now, so that's great. So I won't be able to. So, Kimber, do you want to add anything more to us? Because obviously, you know, you're a strategic coach, so your additional comments, if you have any.
No, I think, you know, your funnel is really detailed, and I think, at least for me, you know, in starting out in that whole process, it took me a while to just really have it deepen inside. So, you know, the part about what you provide, and I think that's really, you know, what gets provided in the whole social media area and these steps, what was valuable and is valuable for me is that how you make it very simple, how it's not more stuff on my plate, and how, you know, with a multitude of women being able to also market to their communities, you now, you know, multiply yourself by 34 and then whoever their communities are as well, not just what we're doing for each and every one's own platforms, if that makes sense.
You know, Kimber, you know this. What you just brought up is more about how our program fits into that. Maybe I can spend just 5 minutes now to kind of give an overview of the program for people who, you know, are not that familiar with it. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah. So how I came up with our overall program, again, which I say it's not just a compilation book program, it's really not just about a publishing deal, is that, you know, since my passion, again, as I said, you know, I'm really clear that's my contribution to the world, is to connect visionary messengers with the millions of people who are needing your message, who are waiting to hear your message. So I have all this, marketing, business, and technology background, and I just thought, you know, so every time I meet a visionary messenger, I still want to help that person, right? So as an entrepreneur, I'm always thinking, okay, what are the systems and the processes and the solutions that can be put together that'll really best serve you, okay? So I'm also, you know, very passionate about the transformational world. As Kimber said, I was just in India for a whole month with, you know, on this spiritual journey. So I'm thinking, okay, so I'm around all these messengers who are aspiring authors, speakers, coaches, trainers, and you want to get your message out. And you know, the tradition, the wisdom is that in order for you to reach as many as people as possible, you have to become a published author. Okay, so that's sort of like a known wisdom, right? Now that is changing very fast. The reason it's changing very fast is because, you know, actual print book reading is really, really diminishing very fast. And also, there's so many books being published nowadays that like 95% of the books sell less than 1,000 copies, okay? And plus, it's a lot of work to write your own book. It will cost you at least $5,000 to $20,000, not even counting the marketing, and plus a lot of your effort. But the book is important because it becomes your high-end business card, and as I said, if you have a published book, especially one that makes it like a bestseller, it automatically elevates your authority status, so that's important, all right? Then I also see all this stuff on the online marketing that's coming out that you need to build, you know, increase your email list, and you need to have something that you can put onto your Twitter and all that. So that's the reason why I came up with this program that combined both a traditional print book and an online multimedia book. But the real powerhouse of our program, as I explained, is really the multimedia book. For those of you who have not seen what our multimedia books look like, I invite you to go see one that we did with Mark Victor Hansen, showcasing his students. We also did one with CEO Space, showcasing CEO Space members. That was the one that Kimber was in. So if you are on the webcast page, those links are on the bottom right. But if you are just next to the computer right now, I invite you to go see howdidyoudothat.com. So exactly like the way it sounds, how did you, except the U is the letter U rather than Y-O-U, dothat.com. So when you go there, you can click on the contents button, and then you'll see some example chapters. So what our multimedia books are is really, and then the other one is lawofbusinessattraction.com, lawofbusinessattraction.com. So what our multimedia books are, they're really the next generation of reading. Like, you know, Apple just announced their iPad, right? So it's a multi-sensory reading experience, because if you're not next to a computer right now, if you can imagine, in addition to reading your text on your, you know, on in your chapter, they're also going to be able to hear you throughout with audio buttons. And those audios are not you reading the text like an audio book. Those audios are you having a conversation with your reader. What I tell my authors to do is put into your audio recordings 2 to 3 minutes, just chit-chatting with the reader as if you were sitting with them at Starbucks or if you were sitting with them in their home or your home. So that really allows you to establish an intimacy and bond because they hear your voice. They hear the passion of your voice. So they get a sense of your personality. And then there's also videos throughout. So you can imagine, not only are they hearing your voice, they're also seeing you. So it's a much better experience for the reader because it's a multi-sensory reading experience for them. And again, we know that a lot of people are not reading books these days. So they are spending their time online. So this is, our books are totally not like a traditional e-book, which is just a plain PDF text download. Our multimedia books are totally of a different league with both the audio and the video. So, again, without getting into detail, the type of products that I have founded before in Silicon Valley, one was developing community technology for interactive TV. So we took that experience and then built these multimedia books because with a multimedia book, that can be proliferated through email lists, through people's websites, through email newsletters, through Twitter, through Facebook, through, you know, all these kind of things. Because one of the difficulties with a print book is it's very hard to get distribution. I mean, if you self-publish a book, the likelihood of you being able to get into bookstores is almost nil, and plus the shipping and all that. Whereas with a multimedia book, literally, you know, as Kimber was suggesting, you know, among all the 30-some women who are in the book, everybody's sending it to their friends and email lists and all the joint venture partners that Kimber's going to be aligning with. So that's the reason why, you know, we were able to get Amazon number one bestseller for the print book, because all the people that were collaborating, and Mark Victor Hansen, he sent it out to his own email list. So, again, so can imagine with a multimedia book, within months, that could be proliferated to email lists of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, all right? And then it can just continue onward to social media. So that's the reason why, you know, this is why I say the multimedia book is really the powerhouse of our program, and the print book is only there so that you have a high-end business card. And also, we can't do an Amazon campaign with a multimedia book. Right now, it's just for the print book, right? And also, for those of you that are speakers, you want to have something to sell in the back of the room. So then the other part of the solution is, I thought, well, you know, Kimber was, none of us have enough time, right? A lot of you, I know, has probably attempted to write your own book, but you haven't finished because it's a lot of work, all right? So what we do in our program is that we make it really, really fast and easy for you, that we actually, I have a team of over 10 people, and I have a great writing team, as Kimber will attest. So we actually interview you and write up your story for you with your final approval, of course. Okay, so you are totally involved with the writing and editorial process, and you have final approval of your chapter. And most of my authors just love my writing team. My writers, they make you look like a star. They make you a heroine. So we make it simple for you that we even interview you and write your chapters for you. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, I'm a good writer already. But what we find is people just don't have the time. So we interview you for about 45 minutes. We write up the chapter for you. You get published in both a multimedia book and a print book, okay? And then we will run an Amazon campaign. If you attempted to run an Amazon campaign on your own book, it would cost you between $3,000 to $10,000 to do that, just to administer it. And then what we also do is that, as I said, you know, Kimber will be going out and getting a lot of JVs. We're going to do all the social media stuff, and then we're going to help you to take your chapter, and we're going to get it into the bookmarking sites, into articles, and all this kind of stuff. Again, I can talk about that more in detail later for you who are really interested in the program. So the book, print book and the multimedia book are merely tools. So we're going to use those then just to help you get proliferated out as many places as possible. So for those of you who are fairly new into this, then this will be a huge springboard for you. I mean, if you attempted to do this on your own, it will cost you 10 times more at least. And for those of you who are actually very sophisticated and have a platform already, this is just going to take you to the next level. I have people, authors in my groups, in my various programs, who already have their own published books and who already have tens and hundreds of thousands of people on their email list. But when they saw this, they said, well, for $3,000, this is such a great deal. You know, everything that they were getting on top of it. So they're in the program also. So it will work for anybody regardless of where you are. So how it fits into this whole, you know, you developing your own online platform blueprint is that it gives you a product which you can then offer to people, and they get free chapters. So it's giving you the exposure, and it gives you a product then to go out and develop your own social media network, because we have strategies how to leverage all this to build out your own fan page and all that. Again, I'm not going to get that into detail right now. So the whole purpose of the program is get you out there in front of a lot more people and be part of this whole collaborative effort, and really also to ride on the tail of Kimber's marketing among all the incredible people that she knows and the joint venture that she knows. Okay, so Kimber, would you like to add anything to that?
No, I think you pretty well did it. You know, if there's anything I would say, if anyone has any questions, that sometimes it's like what you don't know. For me, first embarking in it, it was what I didn't know. I had an idea. I just knew that that I needed to go to a new level and be able to be supported by other people. And have that message get out to a much broader reach. But, you know, not have to do like 100 more hours a day to do that. So there's just so much happening in the world of the internet and how that sponsors everything. Outside of, you know, even when you have, for me, a really powerful, valuable message, there's just something about having the credential stamp of a bestseller, which is different than doing my own book, which I'm working on too. But there's something that just becomes available and is just handled out of having that, you know, bestseller stamp and that credential just done. So now we can get on to getting some work done. So I think you've done it. And I suspect, you know, there's probably a lot of questions about what people don't know they don't know or what they suspect they need to know. So I would just open it up to that and see what people have, how they need some support.
Okay, great. So Albertine, let's start with you right now. And also, if some of you who are in the process of considering writing your own book and have more detailed question of, okay, what would happen, what's involved in writing your own book, you know, because as I said, it's about $5,000 to $20,000 to write your own book, and that doesn't really include any of the marketing. So I've come across so many authors who just put their heart and soul and so much money and effort, and it's taken them like 6 months, a year, 2 years, and the book just sits there. You know, because without the marketing power, it could be the greatest book out there, but it doesn't go anywhere, you know, which is really heartbreaking after somebody's put so much into it. God, there was one more thing that I wanted to say that my authors always say. You know, they always come back to me and say, oh, my God, you know, we make it so easy for them. Oh, I know what it is. Is, for example, when we do the Amazon campaign, we train everybody, and when we do the social media stuff, we show you how we do it, and we actually get you to do it. So you have now a vehicle to do it in, right? Because you know, how this is different. Like, you can easily go out and spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to learn how to do social media. But then you got to go out and do it. Or you can go out and take a class on how to, like, write a book or write a book in 30 days or whatever. But then you got to go out and do it. For this program, so much of it is that we're kind of holding your hand. So a lot of my authors have said to me, you know, you sort of made us learn how to do a bonus product to be part of the Amazon campaign, but now I have a bonus product. Finally, I've been meaning to do a bonus product for the last 2 years or the last year. But not that we made them do it, because, you know, we can't make anybody do anything, but we provided now this container and we show them how to do it. So now they can leverage it everywhere. So that's one of the things a lot of my authors say to us, is that we're not a training program. We're actually like a real, you'll end up having a book. You'll end up having real results just as long as you do your little part, and we try to make it as fast as easy for you as possible. But anyway, so Albertine, tell me more. Let me go to you, take a look at your site, since I didn't have the URL for your site before. But can you tell me like a couple sentence summary of your, you know, what you do, what your message is about, and what is the next thing that you're looking for now? Albertine, can you star 7 yourself? Albertine?
Hi.
Okay,
hello.
Good. We can hear you. It's working now.
Yay. what was the question? I'm sorry, because it kind of got beeped out there.
Okay.
What am I doing and what's my next step?
Well, what if you can, like, summarize in 2 to 3 sentences what your message is all about, okay? And what is it that you would like next to take yourself to the next level?
Okay. My message is to put alternative and complementary healthcare in the forefront of helping people in their treatment for recovery from addictions, because people in recovery are already heavily medicated for various things, and I have experienced firsthand that homeopathy and massage and yoga have been more helpful for them to recover, because they get a sense of inner peace and they actually get to be in touch with what's going on with themselves. So that's my message.
Okay, so if I may summarize this so I fully understand it, is that basically you want to be able to show people all these alternative ways that they can utilize for their health in addition to, you know, regular medical stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah, specifically to recovery from addiction.
Ah, specifically recovery from addiction.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. The reason I say that's great, because that's a good niche. Okay?
Yeah.
So the more specific anybody can get your niche, the better it is. All right? So I see you have a blog here. Have you started your social media yet?
No. I understand all the concepts of social media. I actually just joined Facebook last May.
Okay, got it.
So
okay.
I'm still figuring out how that all works, but I totally understand how it works and what it's capable of doing.
But you just got to do it. I understand. That's what I mean. It's like for our authors, once they're in our program, we kind of do some of the stuff for them to help them get started, like I said, the springboard. And then, you know, people can take the springboard and further develop it. So what is it that you're looking for? Because I see you have a blog. Do you have, like, internet products that you want to sell? Do you want to go that direction?
That would be great.
That is a direction you want to go. So you do see the potential to transform the work that you do face-to-face with people to online digital products or teleseminar-type products or webinar-type products. Is that correct?
Me, it's probably going to be more writing than anything. I'm more of a writer than a speaker.
Okay.
I can probably write material that somebody can read, or I can probably work myself up to being recorded.
Okay, let me ask you, how about coaching?
Yep, coaching's good.
Coaching's good. Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of that in my practice already. Part of my practice involves coaching people to taking better steps into their health.
Okay, I'm very excited to hear this. Okay, I'm jumping up and down right now. I'm sitting on my bed and jumping up and down for you, okay?
Well, I'm jumping up and down too because I feel like this opportunity is kind of like winning the lottery, really. Like I was just waiting for an invitation because I know the power of the internet and things going viral, and this is exactly what I've been looking for, credibility. And I can't think of like better coattails to ride on than Kimber's, actually.
Well, you're right, right. So let me ask you another. Let me ask you another question. Is with the kind of coaching you do, can you imagine doing it in a group? Like a group coaching through a phone call, like what we're doing right now, except rather than you be coaching people. Could you, oh my God, girlfriend, you've got money potential up a wazoo.
Yeah, that's kind of the understatement of the year for me these days.
Okay. Since I only have a few minutes with you, because I do want to also move on to Amana, you know, 10 minutes with each of you, okay? You can literally do that whole blueprint, okay? Let me just give you a couple quick things, because I hear what you're saying. You don't really want to be a public speaker. Got that, all right? Now, you said that you like to write. That's good news, because that means you can generate tons of content. I believe that's true with most of you who have an expertise. You can just generate tons of content. That's the thing that I always, you know, that's why it says my heart just reaches out when I meet somebody with a great message and they have all this content. They don't know how to get it out, because usually content people are not marketing people. Like I myself, I'm a marketing person, but I'm not a content person, you know. I can't write. But anyways, so the reason I'm jumping up and down for you, okay, is because you also said a second thing that's going to open up a whole lot of avenues for you, is that you like to coach. Right? You may not want to be on the stage to speak, but you're comfortable with coaching people, and you would be comfortable with coaching people through group teleseminars and webinars and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where your off the top of my head money potential is. You know, like if I spent a lot of time with you, I'd be able to, you know, do that whole blueprint with you. But just for starters, all right? Your stuff is terrific, especially with a topic like recovery from addiction. That's such a hot topic right now. So many people desperately need that, all right? And the other cool thing is, this is what I mean by somebody who's relatively unknown could literally surpass and really get yourself a following, is that when I think of like a recovery program, an online recovery program, I can't think of any names. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, nobody is a de facto leader in that field right now, all right? So, for example, when I think of, like, you know, holistic health stuff, I do think of Andrew Weil, right? Mm-hmm. But when I think of, recovery through alternative methods, I can't think of anybody, all right?
No, apparently I'm spearheading that whole industry.
Well, see,
in my
this is what
anyway.
I mean. This is why I'm jumping up and down for you, okay? For someone who is virtually unknown in the field, you know, you can literally start getting, especially for a hot topic like this, all right? So this is what you can do immediately, all right? You can literally start thinking about, okay, what kind of coaching program you can do, all right? And the reason I say group coaching is because, you know, to make real revenue, you don't want to do one-on-one, all right? One-on-one is just totally based on your time. If you can develop a program of where you can do group coaching people, whether it's half a dozen people or 50 people on a call, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Leveraging.
Yes, leveraging, okay? Because you can do like a six-week teleseminar and you can charge like $300.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they went to like, you know, therapy or whatever, it will cost them a lot more. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so, they would have to travel and everything.
Yeah, they would have to travel everything. So you just think about how you can develop, like, coaching programs, okay? I'm sure you have a whole system right now, you know, what they have to do week one, week two to stay on it, right? And the alternative thing. The other thing that I think is really very viable for you is for you to do a membership program. You know, like $20 a month, $30 a month. How do they, you know, what are the things that they do to stay on the wagon?
Mm-hmm.
Your stuff is perfect for that. Okay?
Yay.
So I'm going to just leave you with that right now. And then you can do, you know, you can write free articles and all this kind of stuff. And you said you don't like to speak, so podcasts would not necessarily be a thing for you.
I can work up to it, but you know. Right
okay,
now.
Good. I mean, you sound fine to me. I mean, I don't you know.
I can talk.
Okay, so that is the quick summary for you. All right.
Thank you so much, Ruby.
So what happens when you come into you know Kimber's program is that you know we would interview you, we would write up a chapter for you, okay? And then like some of the social media stuff that we would do for you, okay? This is an example. All right, is that we would literally take, we're going to ask each of you, once, you know, we're almost through with the program, ready to deliver. This is so powerful, is that we would ask each of you and say, tell us the 10 to 20 keywords related to your message, all right? Like in your case, it's cool, like, you know, holistic addiction. You can come up with 50 keywords, but we're going to ask only for 20, all right? Then our social media virtual team, between my team and Kimber's team, is then going to go post your story or excerpts of your story into articles, article directories, into bookmarking sites, all that. For those of you guys who understand what this means, and I believe you do too because you said you've been following it, this is huge. If you went and hired somebody to do that social media stuff that we're talking about, it would literally cost you high hundreds of dollars or even into the thousands, okay? But that's all part of the program because, you know, my passion is put together a comprehensive program for you guys that really will just, you know, allow each of you to take a quantum leap. Anyway, Albertine, thank you so much. And
thank
you.
You
have a hot topic for this. And given the
Pardon?
Thing that you, I said, you have such a hot topic for online stuff.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, so you got to do it. So the other thing I would recommend for you to do is really start taking training. Like, we're one solution, right? We're going to, you know, feed you a little training a lot on a lot of this stuff, but then you got to continue to take some online marketing training or you partner up with somebody who really knows that stuff and really, really take you and make you a real star in that whole arena. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, cool. So, Amana. Amana, would you like to star 7 yourself? Kimber, did you want to add anything to for Albertine?
No, I just, you know, I know it's a whole new world when you start, well, it was for me at least, you know, when you start thinking about, oh, my God, I got to do audio and video. you know, one of those things that I love, you'll all get to know her more, but one of the authoresses is Barbara Niven is a part of this. And, you know, she's just a master also and all the things around, you know, audio, video, presentation, all those pieces. But, you know, what's really cool is that when you're doing, you know, when you just jump in and, you know, you get some practice at it, people just get a whole different sense and feel than they do, say, from just print, you know. And I tend to be a writer or just jump up and, you know, say something because I'm so compelled I can't stop myself. So, you know, it's just been really fun to see all the different ways that one can get heard. You know, if something's coming through me, you know, then the best thing to do with that is to be able to get it out and because then somebody who needs it's going to hear it or see it or feel it. So you can jump in. You're good, girl. You're good. You can jump into speaking.
So I am so glad that you also brought up about the audio and video because this is what I mean by a lot of my authors say, God, being in our program, they were kind of forced to do something that they've been knowing that they've been needing to do forever, right? Because audio, we think, oh, everybody's doing audio now. Everybody's doing video now. Well, the real truth is 80% of my authors who come into our programs have never done audio before. And 98% have never done video before, okay? And so being in this program, all of a sudden now, again, we provide a container where you need to do it, right? Now, we don't say video is optional, but you do have to have audio in your multimedia chapter. Otherwise, you know, why be in a multimedia book, right? You'd really lose one of the huge advantages of it. So So many of my authors, again, come to me and say, oh, I am so glad this, you know, now I've finally done audio, and now I realize it's not so hard to do. Now I can go and do all this other audio, you know? So, like, our program gave them an excuse, a reason to finally do it and no longer drag their feet, you know? To finally do the thing that they've known for years that they should be doing, but haven't had a real reason to have to do it, you know? So, okay, Imana, star 7. Hello? Okay, so I'm going to open up the whole room. Imana? Are you there, Imana?
I'm not. This is Mary. I'm with Guilds for Humanity.
Right.
And I don't know if Amana's going to be able to join us. She's in Bali right now.
Oh, okay, because I thought I actually heard her name.
Oh, you did.
Oh, I did hear her.
Yeah, she might be able to join in.
You're trying to bring her on?
Well, I think I'm not quite certain if she's there or not at this point.
Okay, are you able to talk on her? Oh, I didn't know that. You know, if I would have known that she had a time thing, I would have worked with her first. Would you like to talk on her behalf?
Sure, we're partners.
Okay, so I'm getting echo, so I'm going to go back to Q&A, and then could we start 7?
Would you like me to...
Okay, we were getting a lot of echoes again, so Mary, could you please star 7? Mary? Mary, are you there? Darn it, we got it to work. Maybe it's just working with some people's phone, not everybody's. Okay, so, Mary, I've opened up the whole room, and again, if you are not speaking, could you please star 6 yourself, because we're getting a lot of static.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mary.
Okay.
So, Mary, you've got an entirely different situation. Like, Albertine was a perfect example of someone who can really convert her services and her programs to online products.
Correct.
And really work it through social media and build a following up through social media. That's the other thing, Albertine. My God, your stuff, you can build a following so fast, because that's a very, you know, close-knit community where people would just keep on recommending people for good solutions. So, Mary, like I said, I looked at your website yesterday. Could you give it to everybody, anybody who wants to take a look at it now?
Oh, yes. It's skillsforhumanity.org.
So what I understand is that your and Amana's organization is predominantly doing training for women to give them a vocation that they can make money from in certain countries around the world, like Indonesia and places like that. Is that correct?
Yes. We provide skills for them using, you know, what's right there and available in their country, products or sources or indigenous crafts that they are already well acquainted with, but they're so busy just trying to sustain the basic living that they don't even have time to produce anything. So we come in, and what we try to do is get them to a level where they actually have the basics. And then after they have clean water, food is available, housing, then we start to train them and give them a vehicle so they can come out of their poverty.
Uh-huh. That is really great. So what is it that you and Amana would like to accomplish next in terms of this whole online new media world, your exposure and visibility?
Well, you know, to maximize the exposure, of course, and then Amana is writing a book that's going to actually give everyone the opportunity to read firsthand how they can do it themselves. If they have a passion that they want to put forward, and what we want to do it like we've done it, we're going to showcase that.
So she basically is in the process of writing a book about how to do this kind of nonprofit like you guys have done.
Correct.
When is she going to, how far is she on her book?
She's about halfway.
She's about halfway. Okay, so that is great. I think that could be a very interesting book. And then I guess my question for her, and you don't have to answer for me right now, is, you know, what? How does she plan to get that book out to people once she's done it? Okay, because that's always the challenge for people. But that's great. I think that's wonderful, and if that's her passion, I would encourage her to continue to do it. As I was mentioning before, we have a lot of people in our program who are published authors already, and they still come into our program because they realize our program would give them a boost, and then the boost and exposure they get, they just drive that to their own book. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So now going back to the other the question of what is the kind of visibility and exposure are you guys looking for?
International.
Are you looking for more donors? Are you looking for
more
partners?
Yes, definitely more donations. We can operate so we can end this extreme poverty. Because we need the money to implement the programs.
Okay, so you need more donors, and where do you want visibility with? Who are the people that you want to be known by?
That's a good question.
Mary?
Yes.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Oh, good. Amanda's on now.
Yeah, I've been listening in. It's really difficult for me to be on the internet here. I'm on Skype, so
I see.
I've been just trying to listen in. But let me go ahead and just try to answer a couple of these questions for you. At this point, the book is about halfway done, and I'm connected with Hay House that will, you know, most likely take the book. I've had other publishers that are interested, so it's probably going to go that route with the book.
Okay, wonderful.
And we are looking for, you know, the concept of the book is to showcase people that are doing humanitarian work in the world, not just myself, but we have 9 other organizations that are doing similar work. So that will be showcased in there. Also, we're going to be doing there's already been a pilot television program shot here in Indonesia about this project. And that's going to be hopefully going on to Discovery. That's going to be shown Discovery. So we're kind of on that track at this moment.
Okay, great. So going back to the question of, let me just ask you, you know, your interest in this program. What are you looking for? What would you hope that this program does for you? And then I'll address whether this program could do that.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm trying to find out what actually is being offered.
Okay.
I haven't kind of got my mind wrapped around what it is that this program is. So
okay, now, did you have a chance to hear my explanation of it, what the multimedia book is about,
yes,
and what that's supposed to do,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I guess if I can kind of, you know, in the interest of time, just kind of conjecture, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just based on my, you know, if I were like a marketing strategist with you right now, right? Like I was saying before, that's great that you got this book and you definitely do that, especially if you got interest from people like Hay House, right? Now, what's going to happen is when a major publisher publishes it, it's probably not going to come out for about another year and a half or so, I presume, okay, before it hits the shelves, right? So in the meantime, you're looking to raise money. And you're looking for more exposure and visibility. Who are the type of people you do want more exposure and visibility from at this point?
Well, we're looking for large funding because we have about 6,000 to 7,000 people in Indonesia alone that are living without water or any access to clean water. And so that's what I'm doing here in Indonesia, is working with these villages to try to create not only working skills but also water solutions for them, which there's a lot of levels to that, but that's what I'm doing. So it's going to take a lot of money to do that.
Okay, so you're looking for money. You're looking for money, and again, I'm going to ask the question, what kind of people are you looking to be exposed to and to be showcased to and yet you want visibility to?
I would say organizations that fund nonprofits.
Okay, so is would it serve you right now to end up having a following, like, you know, to have, like, more following through the social media stuff? Would that serve you? Would that help you to get more money?
Well, it has helped. I've got a, of course, the website, and then we've got the cause on Facebook, where we received about $1,000 through that cause. And a lot, but it's helping. And, you know, I don't know, maybe 500 members to that cause. So, it's helpful.
Okay.
But I really need to hit bigger, much bigger venues, I think.
Okay.
I don't know quite how to get to those people. I'm not a grant writer. I'm more of a hands-on, working in the field, roll up your sleeves kind of girl. So that's where that would be one area that I'm kind of lost.
Okay, got it. Well, you know, if I were to do a quick summary, all right, is that what I'm hearing you say is that your highest priority that would bring you the highest value right now is connections to big donors, you know, organization, individuals, or whatever. Okay?
Right.
That's what I'm getting you saying. That's your highest priority right now. All right. My sense of that kind of stuff is really very high-level stuff that you can get connected through, you know, like you said, grant writers or people who live in that world, right?
Right.
Now, the question which I cannot answer for you is that if you had much more of, like, if you had a bigger following, you had a bigger network going on, would that help you to attract those big donors? Because I don't know what the nonprofit world is like.
Right.
I know for sure that sometimes, you know, people will do research on your organization by looking at all that stuff around you, right? So
absolutely.
It could be possible that a nonprofit that you connect, when they go check you out, and they see that you've got all this stuff going with, you know, thousands of followers here, and you've got this newsletter that's got this many people who are, you know, getting your newsletters, that would add a lot more interest for them to fund you. I think that could happen on a certain level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in this short conversation, I know our program will definitely get you a lot more visibility and exposure, okay?
Right.
But realistically, the part that I cannot answer, if I was on your board, you know, or if I was a business consultant that you hired, is whether this $3,000 would be the best place to put your money at this point.
Right.
I would have to talk with you further than this 5 or 10 minute conversation, okay? With Albertine, it's obvious. With you, I don't know. Because, you know, this whole thing is about real conversation. I'm not just going to try to pitch you, right? Because I don't know. If one of your priorities right now is to get more visibility and exposure to the general audience, do you see what I'm saying? Then I would say there's no better place to invest your $3,000. So I don't know how high that priority is for you.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe
we can have another conversation another time.
I invite you to think about that, okay? Because basically, now, if you only had $3,000 to spend, I would say maybe you want to spend that with a grant writer, okay? Or maybe you want to spend that with a consultant who can connect you with big money people, okay?
Right.
But if you are in a phase right now, like I say, where, you know, because when I went to your site, you have a beautiful site, but I can see, like, you know, your blog, the last entry was a long time ago, which I totally understand. That's what happens to a lot of people, okay? They start a blog,
yeah,
and they don't have the time to keep up with it, okay?
I didn't even know I had a blog, to be honest with you.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I don't remember having a blog. Yeah.
Okay. And there's a lot of sections on your there's a lot of sections on your website that says, you know, the information is going to come. Okay. What I would recommend to you right now is that if that information is not going to be up there in a month or two, you should take those sections down. Okay? Because anything under construction just does not look good. Do you know what I'm saying? So some of those sections on your site, like, for example, microloan, okay, it's saying this page is currently under construction. Like I said, unless you have something that you can put up there within the next couple months, I would take that whole section down. Because right now when I go to a lot of your sections, it's all under construction. So you have this beautiful site. Your site is gorgeous, you know?
It's not finished, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so if it's all going to be finished within a month or two, great. Keep all that as is, okay? So I just think that, again, I would just invite you to ask yourself, you know, would a lot more exposure, visibility, being showcased to the general audience, whether that would help you right now? And the answer might be surprising.
Yeah.
Your heart answer might be surprising, and I would invite all of you guys to just go into your heart to ask yourself that. You know, for the majority of you guys, I would say our program, I know, would be fantastic right now for you. For the majority of the people on this call and for the majority of entrepreneurs, you know, people with a service and program, in your case, it's a little different, and I just explained why. So.
Right.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you
very much, Amana. So, Kimber, should we wrap up?
Yeah, we should probably wrap up. And, you know, I think we covered a really good amount. And we're going to have another call tomorrow at noon Pacific Standard Time. So if there was more questions that came up, you know, we could definitely do those. Or you could contact Ruby or myself and take a look at, you know, what's specific for you. So, but I think we did good, Ruby. I think you were incredibly amazing. And thank you. Valuable.
So what I would like to invite each of you to do is that if you know this is the program for you, I would invite you to go and register now aliveebooks.com/TWomen, and the T and the W are capital. All right, so aliveebooks.com, aliveebooks.com/TWomen, T women, standing for Transformation of Women. The reason I like to encourage you is that if you know in your heart this is the thing for you right now, I'm a big believer that magic happens when people commit oneself. So I know, like, once you know this is one of the next steps on your dream, I'm a big believer that all the other aspects of your dream, not all the other aspects, many other aspects of your dream will start to materialize, because basically you put a stake in the ground and you have said, I am supporting my vision. So I believe spirit and providence and the whole world that moves to support your vision, not just this part related to our program. So that's the reason why I want to encourage you to go and register. And what happens once you register is that Amber, who is my author liaison, will contact you, and she'll send you all the information for you to get started. And one of the first things you would do is to schedule yourself for your interview. So if you're not ready for the interview, you can schedule yourself a few weeks ahead. But in the meantime, the world is moving towards the support in your vision. So I'm available if anybody wants to ask me any direct questions. But I want to thank all of you for spending this 75, 80 minutes with me and Kimber. And I also want to thank you for your vision and your passion for your message to serve the world, because I know that's what you're all about. That's what so many of us women are about. that we want to get our information out there because we know how it can help others. So I want to honor you and thank you all for your courage and your commitment and your passion to do that. And thank you for spending the time with me and Kimber. So, Kimber, anything else?
I think you should be thanked.
Yeah, I
did. You did an incredible job of presentation.
Oh, who was that that just said that?
Irene.
Mary.
Irene.
Oh, Irene.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're just a gracious, lovely, beautiful, you know, soul in those little 5 foot shoes of yours. You're 10 feet tall. I love you.
I know sometimes that my enthusiasm doesn't, like, you know, just blow people away because, as you guys can tell, I'm pretty passionate about all this.
No.
I think it's okay to be self-expressed. You know, I think we've been, you know, doing this impression game for far too long. The only other thing I wanted to add, which just came to me because AJ is on your team and she's like this wizard, is, you know, when I wrote also, I thought, I'm a good writer. I write a lot. And then I had this 45-minute call with AJ, and it was, and then she sent back to me, who's your ghostwriter, and then she sent back to me what she really felt and saw, and, you know, from what I sent to her and also from our call. And it was, I was so excited what she wrote that I wanted to be that woman, and then I realized it was me. So I just, you know, you've got a really yummy
very
team.
Clear in that too. I mean, you know, it came across, it sounded like you, it didn't sound like a girl.
She just gets it.
Well, you know, AJ, this is why I say people just love her, because I have had people who will write to me and said that, you know, when they read what AJ wrote about them, that they just cried. Because that's part of her skill as a ghostwriter. This is the reason why we ghostwrite, because even if you're a great writer, sometimes you don't see the full glory of yourself, you know? And that's what she does.
Yeah.
So anyway, does anybody have any further questions that they would like to ask me at this point?
Do they have your contact information? So,
Well, they have my email, ruby@aliveebooks.com.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear who knows that they're going to be in this, so I can welcome you, that I can look forward that you're going to be with us, playing with us on this journey.
Gaida Garcia is on.
Wonderful, Gaida.
I want to thank you, Ruby, so much. This is Mary Schmidt. I have to sign off, but thank you. And thank you, too, Kimber, and it's wonderful to meet everybody.
Absolutely.
All
right,
okay,
you guys.
Great.
Well, have a beautiful night, and we will all be together soon.
All right. Take care, all. Yeah. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruby.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 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 Bye.